Well, we loaded on Staten Island, and I saw this big case. It said Staten. It said Cadillac limousine on it. Well, I don't know. You don't know what to believe. They, for some reason, they all said glue. GLUE. That was some code name for something. Who knows what. And but Cadillac limousine, hey, how could that be? But it was. And so anyway, that we left there, and this is either late August or early September of 44. And the invasion had already taken place in Normandy. But we got over to, well, we got in a bad hurricane, right? And one of the escorts capsized and all hands lost. We heard about that. And it took a couple of days to round up all, the convoy was scattered all over the place. We finally got them together, and we went on to the English Channel. Oh, they said half of the crew can go ashore. Well, this is the first. We had never gotten ashore in any of the stops so far. Nobody ashore. So now half the crew can go. I was in the wrong half. I had to stay on board. So, okay, tomorrow will be my turn. But no sooner had that half of the crew gone ashore, including the captain, orders came. Go to Utah beachhead up from Normandy, go across. The fighting was over by then, but the ships were still there, the beachhead was still active. So we crossed over there.
So did you have to round up everybody from shore? From shore of you?
Don't waste time. Go! Remember, we had vital cargo.
This is still
Cadillac limousine.
Yeah, okay.
You know, hey, why they put it on a pokey old ship like but anyway, well, go. And so we went. We anchored there about that night, about 10 landing craft right away. I mean, the hook wasn't even wet and they were alongside. And we want that one case. And there's a couple of vans on top of the hatch. They took them off, opened up the hatch. There it was, and out. See you later. They took that. They didn't want anything else. We had a full load. That was the only discharging we had done, that one case. Well, they took the vans. They took what was on top, because there was no place to put it. The deck was full, everything. So they took what they had to get at it. And Ike had his limo, so he could go. He could ride in luxury while the GIs were sloshing through the mud.
Right.
Rank has its privileges.